Wake up weekday mornings from 5 to 9. LI in the AM with Jay Oliver. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes on the 5s. And A Better Life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta on Suffolk County's news and information leader. 103.9 LI News Radio.
And we're back at 8:11. Well, the Supreme Court now, it certainly has gotten attention regarding gerrymandering. It's where you have parties manipulating electoral districts to gain some partisan advantage. And come the fall, they'll take up a pretty interesting case. Here to talk about it, Steve Levy, Executive Director of the Center for Cost-Effective Government, Common Sense Strategies. You know the name. Served as Suffolk County Executive as well as a New York State Assemblyman, and it's always good to have him on the show. Steve, how are you, sir?
Oh, great. Thank you, Jay. Great to be back with you.
Absolutely. This was a biggie yesterday. We haven't seen this in a long time. Now the courts will kind of pick it up here. And listen, you know, it's all about the manipulation of some of these districts in order to gain an advantage. Supreme Court says, not in my backyard. We're going to review this. What's the latest?
Well, this is really significant, Jay, because in the past, the Supreme Court has pretty much demurred to Congress and government to redraw districts any way they so pleased, including actively using partisanship as a factor. The only exception up to this date has been when the court felt that these legislators were injecting race into the process improperly. So, for instance, if they believed that legislators were deliberately drawing districts in a way to marginalize certain minority groups, the court would interject and say, you can't do that. But what's unique about this particular case is that for the first time, the courts are deliberating upon the concept that perhaps the idea of saying we're going to give an advantage to Democrats or Republicans in the redrawing of these districts, that that would be violative of the Constitution as well. That's major, because that would have an impact on every legislative district around the country. It's something that we've been pushing for at the Center for Cost-Effective Government for a long time, and reformers can rejoice if the court does open up the process and end gerrymandering once and for all.
And, you know, it's interesting, Steve, because I look at the timeline here, very effective, getting it done probably before Election Day when you think about it.
Yeah, and it's important. Remember, it's the census every 10 years that looks at the shifting population. And, of course, constitutionally, you have to make sure there's one man, one vote, so that each one of these districts has to have an equal amount of people within them. So they have to redraw them based upon where the population is going. So it's every 10 years that you have this redistricting. And what's been happening in the past, Jay, is that elected officials on both ends of the aisle, whoever was in control, were maximizing the support for their political party. So what did that mean? Every legislator would say, if I'm a Republican, I want to maximize the number of Republicans in my district. If I'm a Democrat, I want to maximize the number of Democrats in the district. So what has that happened? And that effect has been they become more and more polarized. So the elected officials who eventually win in those seats are now being drawn more and more to the extremes of their party. So it used to be they feared the general election. No more. They're safe in the general. They have to worry more about a primary. So that means Republicans shift more to the right and Democrats shift more to the left. And that's one of the major reasons you have such polarization in the country today.
I mean, did the Supreme Court, Steve Levy, just look upon it as really noticing now that, you know, Republicans just have a huge, major edge as far as the delegation is concerned? I mean, do they look at stuff like this? I know there's some lawsuits still pending in a few states, but when you think about it, the courts have really never struck down these districts because of this unfairly partisan-type way of going about things. Is it just because of that at this point in time?
Well, I don't think it's just because Republicans are now in charge in Congress. This cuts across both parties. When I was county executive back in 2007, I was a Democrat at the time, and the Democrats were in control. And we said, listen, it inures to the benefit of both parties if we change this system, because at some point you never know which party is going to be in control. And we shouldn't have Democrats weeding out Republican participation, nor should they have Republicans weeding out Democratic participation. We said, look, every legislator, regardless of your party, should get together and approve this reform that says, look, let's take it out of the hands of the Democrats and the Republicans who care only about one thing, and that's self-preservation. And instead, let the redrawing of these districts be made by independent retired judges or some independent good government panel, so we take the partisanship out of it. So it really doesn't matter, Jay, whether Democrats or Republicans are in charge at a particular point. It's bad for all the people when one party is redrawing that district to their benefit at the exclusion of the other.
And, you know, when you think about it, the state of Wisconsin is really the state that really signaled a lot of things recently. Listen, they drew the maps, I was reading, Steve, just about 6 years ago, really took full control of state government in the elections the year prior, and, Republicans capturing about 61% of the state assembly seats there, winning almost 50%. That's an eye-opener right there.
It is, and remember, there have been times in our nation's history where Democrats have had control, and they've done the same thing. Interestingly, when the Democrats lost power there, they in Wisconsin, hey, how do we redress this? Let's go to court. And amazingly, surprisingly, the court there in Wisconsin said, hey, yeah, you've got to stop using this blatant partisanship as a factor in redrawing the lines. And up until now, it's always been accepted by many of the courts that that was permissible. You had a court in Wisconsin say, no more, that shouldn't be permissible. But what's really big news here is that the Supreme Court has said, hey, we're going to deal with this issue. And if we vote on it, it's going to have implications throughout the entire nation, including New York State, including our own Suffolk County. So this is big stuff here.
Now, speaking of Suffolk County, you could certainly state the case regarding gerrymandering, but certainly a form of it. I look upon it as these cross endorsements of parties. It's becoming a little nutty out there. Now, you can make the case regarding the DA race here, Steve Levy. Come November, you have cross endorsements all over the place. I'm talking about with Tim Sinney running on the Democratic line. He got the cross endorsement of the Conservative Party. That accounts for about, 12-13% of the vote here. What do you think about all the cross endorsements going on, which really is a lighter form of gerrymandering, but very effective in the outcomes here, it seems?
Well, by way of disclosure, I've been cross endorsed in the past. I mean, I guess you can have a Conservative Party that has the right to say, hey, we believe in this candidate more than the other, or, a Libertarian or a Liberal Party doing the same thing. The problem, Jay, is when philosophy goes out the window, and that's what has happened, way too often, where it only comes down to deals for jobs. That's where it gets unseemly and seedy. If there's a minor party that says, hey, we like that guy running on the major party because of his or her philosophy, I don't have a problem with it. But too often we see that it's all a matter of horse trading. Hey, we'll endorse your guy if he agrees that once he's in, we're going to get all these jobs. That's the ugly part of the process, and that's what turns people against it. So, it all comes down to the people who are in charge within these parties. And sometimes there can be a backlash, when people see all those parties. But let me say this, too. When I was running in 2003 for Suffolk County Executive, I had one line. I ran one line to my opponent's four, and I won handily. So when you're at the top of the ticket, as is the case, this year or when it's county executive, when you're at DA, people wake up in the morning and they go to the polling booth knowing who they're going to support, and they'll find their candidate. Where the cross endorsements help you more down the line, where people don't really know the candidate that much, so they're going to vote based upon the party rather than the individual. So look for that dynamic to play out this year.
Interesting stuff locally, and of course, the Supreme Court. I tell you, it's going to be quite interesting come this fall's elections for sure, based on what could happen here with the Supreme Court. Steve Levy, always a pleasure. Common Sense Strategies, and of course, working for a cost-effective government. Former County Executive Assemblyman, always a pleasure, my friend.